Lane Gardner is with RE/MAX Northern Realty in Peace River. He joins us on the line today. Lane, thank you very much for joining us. The real estate market has, well, it's obviously a hot topic one of these this time as we head into spring and summer. How do you think the market looks right now?
Well, spring and summer is always our busiest time, and right now the market seems to be very robust. We just came off of a very strong December. January was comparable to last year, and sales were up again in February. So the last 3 months are trending upwards, which is great news. Interest rates obviously have continued to fall, which allows buyers to feel optimistic that they can see their money go a little bit further, which is great news. Hopefully the underlying reason for the interest rate drop isn't going to cause concern and slow down sales, but so far it's been very good. Inventory is getting to be a little bit tight, so that'll be a concern that we're going to watch going forward. There's not enough inventory based on our current sales rates to last us a long time, which people say, oh, there's still lots of signs around, but compared to where we were sitting with, you know, sometimes 5 or 6 months supply of inventory, we're now down to probably about 3 months supply of inventory or less. So the market has shifted dramatically, and we're certainly seeing way more activity.
Yeah, I was going to ask you here, Lane, is there a lot of buyers and sellers that are happening in and around this area right now?
There are definitely lots of buyers and sellers. It is very active right now. Again, we just came off of a super strong December and a very good February, so the three-month trend line is certainly up. I anticipate that March will be up as well. I don't have specific numbers for March yet, but I anticipate that we're going to certainly see a sales increase compared to March of 2024.
With buyers and sellers in the Peace region and beyond in and around northwestern Alberta, is there, do you think, an equal mix between the two?
I would say probably right now there are more buyers than there are sellers. Part of that, I think, could be attributed to the two apartment fires we had at the end of 2024 that certainly took rentals, a lot of rentals out of the market. And so some of those people had to look at purchasing homes. So that artificially bumped the buyer numbers up. But at the same time, I think buyer numbers are up anyways. Again, we talked about interest rates have been dropping throughout the last 6 months or a year. Again, the optimism for that has increased the buyer situation. And I like to believe that economic activity in Peace River area is decently strong, and there's employment here, and that's helping to put more buyers in the market.
What about rentals? That's another good point you bring up here, Lane. How good does the rental market look in the Peace region right now?
Well, I guess it depends on who you're asking. If you're a renter, you're probably saying the rental market doesn't look very good right now. If you're a landlord, you're probably saying the opposite. Inventory, again, is tight. So I think we're seeing increases in rental prices, people competing for rentals, maybe having to reduce your expectation levels a little bit to find a suitable rental. Again, those apartment fires took a bunch of rentals out, so that really hurt. And we don't have enough new inventory in the works right now that would be easily accessible to replace that locked inventory. So, again, depending on who you're asking, tenants aren't very happy. I don't think landlords may be a little bit more enthusiastic because, of course, prices would be up some.
In the real estate market, Lane, as far as buyers, sellers, and renters are concerned, how optimistic are you that things could be on an upward trend, especially with major industry coming to the region?
Well, I would be very optimistic that we're on an upward trend. So I think that buyers and sellers have to be really kind of watching this. Again, if you're a buyer, I would be really paying attention to the market, because if we are in an upward trend, inevitably with not enough inventory, prices are going to go up. So you may be sitting waiting and hoping that you're going to hit the bottom of the market. That bottom of the market maybe has already passed. So until we get some inventory coming on, if sales rates stay the way they are, again, if we've reduced from 5 or 6 months supply of inventory to 3 months or less, there's just not much out there, and so you're going to be competing with other buyers. Sellers, again, they're going to always be asking, oh, well, when should I wait to put my house on the market because I want to get top dollar for the house? That's always a moving target. We don't know. But, of course, again, as sellers are watching, I think they've got to be making some good decisions about, is this the right time to get into the market or not? Renters, again, like we touched on, that's a tough one. There's no short-term relief in sight, I don't think, until we start to get some inventory coming to market, increased rental units. I think that the rental situation is going to stay tight for some time.
I appreciate this. Lane Gardner is with RE/MAX Northern Realty in Peace River. Lane, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.